spending each commercial break drawing inappropriate cartoons. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, and the NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. He's Dane Brugler, and he's on the Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Dane, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys, too.
Yeah, it's we figured we had one more game to play, but it's not going to happen here. So Ohio State takes their shot with just a fantastic roster. First-year head coach, first-year starting quarterback. And they make this run, and we don't have to relive the game. But what I'll ask you, when you start going through your positional rankings for the 2020 NFL draft, where are the Buckeyes? Where are the big-name Buckeyes, and where do you have them?
Yeah, and I think that one of the toughest parts of that game for Ohio State fans is just that was the last time that, you know, you get to see Chase Young on the field, Jeffrey Okuda on the field, J.K. Dobbins. You know, these guys are going to go early in the NFL draft. And so on top of everything else, and, you know, like you said, we won't relive it, but that was one of the tough parts of that game ending the way it did, because we're not going to be able to see those guys in an Ohio State jersey anymore. And it starts with Chase Young, obviously. I think you can kind of pencil him in, maybe an erasable pen at the number two pick, with Joe Burrow going one to the Bengals and then the Redskins having that second pick. And, you know, Chase Young maybe reuniting with Dwayne Haskins and Terry McLaurin and some other former Buckeyes on that Redskins roster. So I think it's a great fit for him. And then Jeffrey Okuda, he's not going to have to wait very long to hear his name called after Chase Young. Could be the second defensive player drafted, has a good chance to make that happen. He had a pretty good season, living up to kind of the hype coming in. He was billed as a first-round pick in the summer, really didn't have any starts coming in, so it was based more on potential and traits more than actual production. But I think he lived up to it this year, and I think he's going to be a top-10 pick in April.
Okay, and so looking at that, Dane, we talked about Okuda, and I want to stick at the defensive backfield. One, how big was it for all three of those guys, Okuda, Wade, and Arnett, with what they were able to do to the Clemson receivers in the Fiesta Bowl? And then the second piece of it, Arnett, and assuming Wade comes out, what do you think of both of them?
Yeah, and I think there's a good chance we could see all three go in the top 40 picks, which is, you know, really something that's unprecedented to have three players from the same secondary go so high in the draft. And it just speaks to how talented that group was this year. And unfortunately, with Wade going out the way he did, you know, that changed things because that was one of the luxuries of Ohio State this year, is they didn't have to sub. They left their those three corners on the field at all times because they, you know, Sean Wade could also play safety. They can mix and match, move them around, do different things. And so, you know, it's, as we look towards next year and the Buckeyes, replacing those guys in the secondary might be one of the biggest question marks. But as they do move on to the NFL, assuming Sean Wade does, I think Jeffrey Okuda has come out. Sean Wade hasn't made anything official yet. He's a redshirt sophomore, could come back if he wanted, but I think most expect him to declare. You know, he's going to be in that first-round mix. So Jeffrey Okuda, top 10. Sean Wade could be in the top 20. And then Damon Arnett, I don't think he receives enough credit for what he did this year as a senior. He wanted to come out last year. He goes back for his senior year and put together a fantastic season. You could tell how motivated he was. One of the better tacklers in this cornerback class, but he has all the athleticism that you want. He did a better job, you know, being a little more subtle with his downfield contact, not attracting as many flags and getting as many penalties. So, I mean, he looks like an NFL starter. So all three of those guys in the secondary have a bright NFL future ahead of them.
Dane Brugler, NFL Drafts Analyst for The Athletic, with us on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So Dobbins has this electrifying year. He had the home run in the Fiesta Bowl. Certainly he had the drop on the screen pass, which Buckeye fans unfortunately will have nightmares about, and he will too. But he's the reason they got the lead. Where is he in the pecking order of the big-time running backs right now, Swift and Taylor and Etienne and these guys? Where can he surprise? Can he pull an upset in the draft and be drafted above one of those guys?
I think that there is a chance that he could be the first running back drafted. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what he did this year, and I never thought I'd be saying that. Now, we always liked J.K. Dobbins. You know, he was a very good running back. But watching him last year as a sophomore, when I studied his tape over the summer, I saw a guy that just didn't always hit the hole, the right timing. The juice wasn't always there. He just didn't have the season that I think most expected. But this year as a junior, oh my gosh. I mean, he really made a believer out of me when it came to his skill set, what he does. He is just, some guys were born to play running back, and he's one of them. His vision, his tempo, his patience, his ability to anticipate where the holes are coming from. And not only does he clear the hole, but then at the second level, he has that elusiveness. And he might not be as flashy as some of these other backs, ETN, Swift down at Georgia, but he can still make guys miss. He has power. He'll use a stiff arm. I mean, he has the total package. And, you know, even though he does need to get a little bit better as a blocker, needs to be a little more consistent as a pass catcher, I think it's all there for him to be a true three-down back. And he's competing with Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Travis Etienne to be the first running back drafted. And I bet you he will be running back number one on some draft boards around the league.
Talking to Dane Brugler, lead NFL draft analyst for The Athletic on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, as you're talking about that, I talked to a number of scouts that I was surprised when they were so high on him, you know, just because I still looked at him when he came in where I thought, hey, this guy's a good college running back. I didn't know how he'd translate, maybe a mid-round guy in the NFL. And this year, I mean, he's put it all together and shown a lot of the attributes that it needs to be a starter or a guy that can, you know, carry a team. Looking across the ball, Dane, to a linebacker position, flex for Ohio State, one guy leaving, Malik Harrison. I think he had a pretty good season, maybe not the most explosive or dynamic player in the world, but where do you kind of see him potentially going, and, you know, what do you like about his game?
Well, and that's another player who I think played his best football this season. And coming into the year, he had some top 100 grades from scouts. I think, you know, studying him over the summer, you didn't always see that. But this year, again, put it all together at the right time. He aces the eye test. You know, he looks the part. He has an NFL-ready body. He's a physical presence. You like the take-on skills. He's very physical. He can see through blockers, play disciplined, so he can spy the quarterback. He can shut down the run. And I thought he did a better job this year in coverage. Still needs to get better in some areas in terms of, you know, route awareness, ball awareness. But I think he has the movement skills where he can do it. So I think Malik Harrison is going to be one of the top five off-the-ball linebackers drafted, probably somewhere in the top 100 picks. And that's all based off of what he did this year as a senior. And talking to people close to the program, when I asked about J.K. Dobbins, they said, you know, we don't like this kid. We love him. I mean, just the amount of support for J.K. Dobbins, it was kind of similar for Malik Harrison and just the way he's worked. I mean, he's a high school quarterback, came in, and he's really developed into an NFL-ready linebacker. So I love Zach Bond, the linebacker at Wisconsin. Malik Harrison is my number two senior linebacker behind only Bond.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this one, Dane. And I know this, whether the decision comes for Tua Tagovailoa or not, but we're going to know it pretty soon. Are you anticipating that he will go to the NFL? And if he does, where do you see him going?
Well, I'd be surprised if he went back just because, you know, if he gets hurt again, his draft stock's going to tank next year. And so it's just there's too much on the line. I think you go now. And, you know, even if you're not ready to play right away, I still think you have a good chance to be a first-round pick. It all depends on the medicals, and that's something we don't know enough of right now. At the combine in February, if the doctors look at it and say, should make a full recovery, shouldn't be any long-term effects, he's going to go top 10 in the draft. But it all comes down to those medicals, and that's what makes it hard on a player like Tua, who might not have all the feedback he needs to make the best decision, which is why I'm a little surprised he's making his decision this Monday, which gives me the idea that maybe he is going back. So still a lot up in the air with Tua, but if the doctors give you two thumbs up and say, you know, I think he's going to make a full recovery, some team is going to be desperate enough at quarterback to maybe pull the trigger in the top 10.
I agree with you. I said to Bobby yesterday, if you're staring at a $19 million lottery ticket and a $30 million lottery ticket, and you decide to not pick up either one, it seems very odd to me that would happen. So I'm totally agree with you on that. We'll find out. Dane, thanks for hopping on, buddy. Love your insight. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, anytime. Thanks, guys.